Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pick number 10 will be made by the Houston Rockets.
Houston receives this pick from Phoenix due to multiple previous trades.
One of many picks the Rockets have over the next several years. That is nice. They've got a nice war chest full of draft picks. This one, unfortunately, did not move up in the lottery like last year's pick from Brooklyn did, where the Rockets moved up to 3 and they were able to take Reed Sheppard. They'll be picking 10th if they indeed choose to keep that pick. We'll get into the various conspiracy theories with this particular lottery, which is... it's ripe for them with Dallas winning the lottery last night, just mere months after making one of the dumbest trades in NBA history, the Luka Doncic trade. And now here's Dallas, and they're going to land Cooper Flagg. And we'll see. There's no guarantee Cooper Flagg turns into something great in the NBA, but he is certainly clearly, in terms of how well thought of he is among NBA people, he is a far and away the number one player in this draft. I was thinking about this watching this last night, Seth. You know, it is still somewhat of a spectacle, I guess, although it's 6 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday, the NBA draft lottery. Probably not as big a deal as it used to be when people knew more of these guys coming into the league back in the day. If the NFL did a lottery for their draft similar to the NBA, where all the non-playoff teams had varying chances to land the number one overall pick, I think would be a massive spectacle. Given the importance of quarterbacks in the NFL, given the possibility of a team that already had a quarterback landing the number one overall pick, which is basically being handed either a really good player or a bunch of picks, the NFL draft is a much more fluid economy when it comes to the trading of picks with each other than the NBA draft. You don't see a lot of moving around in the NBA draft the way you do in the NFL draft. The storylines that we create, the fact that I think people generally, the average fan knows way more of the players that would be falling into that area of the draft in the NFL than in the NBA, I think an NFL draft lottery would be just a massive, massive spectacle.
It would be monumental, because it would also add, if you did the lottery the day after the Super Bowl, then immediately you turn into all the speculation about trading up to get the quarterback and that, this, that, the other. So as the teams are going through the combine and pro days and everything else like that, the everything having been recently rejiggered by the draft order, I think it would bring that much more hype to the, it would be that much more heightened, all the dialogue and drama about whether you trade up for a quarterback or not, because there, a lot of teams that maybe didn't think they were going to be in the running for one of the top quarterbacks all of a sudden are. Yeah, and then the team that was the worst team in the league, the Titans, would be all clamoring and angry that, oh, we got screwed again, the league screwed us, there was a frozen envelope screwed us, yeah, and that's why we're not going to get Cam Ward.
I hadn't thought about that. I just thought of what the spectacle would be, but you raise an interesting point. Like, when on the calendar would be the best time to do it? Now, your way of doing it makes sense, because then you know the draft order going in and you're watching the combine and the workouts and everything else. And free agency, you probably need to do it before free agency, I would imagine, the lottery.
Well, if you had a situation like, let's say the 49ers or the Cowboys would be a lottery team in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
If the 49ers... Jeez. Land with the number one overall pick this year,
yeah,
when they're also trying to figure out whether or not they want to keep
Brock Purdy
an extension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm all for this.
Yeah, because when you said do it right after the Super Bowl, I'm thinking like, all right, well, so the counterpoint would be, do we drag it out so there's anticipation? But I think you're right. Like, you do it the week after the Super. Give it a couple days to marinate.
You have to give it a week or so.
Yeah.
Like the next weekend or something. Have everybody lick their wounds,
yes,
and get over the hangover and
all of
that.
Yeah, because you don't want to, because the follow-up to the Super Bowl, do you do it after the parade? Like, yeah, that, then all the dust and confetti has settled from the Super Bowl, and now you do it, you have the draft order, and you're going, boy, and then you know, like, the trades can all get going and things like that.
Oh, yeah, no, and definitely you need at least a week, because I can tell you just from monitoring. The one great thing about being on YouTube now is that you get just such real-time data. And, man, that week after the Super Bowl, people are done with the NFL.
Yeah,
there's very little appetite for anything. Everybody's like, all right, I've had enough.
I need to rest.
It's been a long season and postseason. I need a little bit of a break.
Dude.
But, yeah, that potential for non-playoff teams to end up with the number one overall pick, you're going to get way more scenarios. You know what it would do, Sean? You would end up then, you'd have a lot, because the number one overall pick is actually not as, it's harder to trade than you would think.
Yes.
That's one of the big counterintuitive things. Unless you're in a year where there's an awesome slam dunk number one overall quarterback, most teams, and a lot of GMs look at that, even though they would never admit it, as like, I'm not going to trade up. That's how you get fired. Trade up for a number one overall dude who's not a quarterback and it's a bust.
Yeah.
Then that's a – so guys don't want to touch it. But if all of a sudden you've got – let's say who would be the best example? Probably the Dolphins. Let's say or the Cowboys. Let's say the Cowboys end up getting the number one overall pick.
They got Dak already.
They're happy with Dak. Yeah. They're paying with Dak. All of a sudden, even if it's in a year where there's a number one slam dunk quarterback,
right,
the trade market is going to be incredible.
Incredible.
The NFL needs to do this now.
Yeah, you like this idea.
Yes, Sean. You're going to save the NFL.
Yes, it needs
Damn
saving.
It. Yeah. You will save the NFL.
The funny thing is, you know, the NBA put the lottery in to try to curtail tanking, and it hasn't worked. Teams still tank, and they're willing to tank even with just, as you pointed out earlier, just a minuscule chance. Even the worst team in the NBA, you still only got a 14% chance of getting the number one overall pick, you know?
Right, yeah. When the Rockets were the worst team in the league, you're still, versus the field, you don't have a great shot of getting the number one overall pick.
At all. The NFL really doesn't need a lottery. Like, I don't think tanking's not a big problem. If anything, there's a team or two every year that get criticized for winning games at the end of the year.
And at the very, or in the case of the Texans, when they got the number two overall pick, that was the year that the Bears had intentionally tanked, right? And they ended up.
It was Carolina was picking first. And I think
They traded up for the Bears.
That's right. The Bears had the number one pick. They traded up to get it. Yes. Yeah. The Bears folded up their tents in week 18.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So it became an issue in the last game of the season.
Last
it
game.
Didn't drag out over the final 3 or 4 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
So by and large, yeah, tanking hasn't been as much of a problem that people feared it would be.
Texans are out there converting 4th and 13s and 4th and 20 Hail Marys.
The Colts are dropping easy interceptions.
Oh, my God. Oh, think about that, man. Like, if that play, that Hail Mary to Jordan Akins, had just grazed a finger on that DB,
yeah,
the world changes probably, you know?
He couldn't have missed it any more egregiously than he already did.
It sailed right through, like, swish.
At the very least, the pass breakup.
Crazy.
That you should have gotten out of that.
Crazy, yeah. Crazy. All right, so the conspiracy theories are out about this lottery because Dallas won the lottery just months after trading Luka to the Lakers. This is the one I saw last night, Seth. LeBron leaves Cleveland in 2010 to go to Miami, and Cleveland wins the lottery in 2011. CP3 traded from New Orleans the next year.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans wins the lottery in 2012.
Oh.
They get Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis himself traded from New Orleans to the Lakers in 2019. Pelicans win the lottery. They get Zion Williamson. And then last night, Luka traded from Dallas to L.A. They win the lottery here. I don't know what the theory would be on those others. Those seem like more coincidence than anything else.
Well,
the theory with Luka is the conspiracy theory is that the league, Adam Silver, conspired with Dallas to get Luka to a bigger market with LeBron, and the give back, the quid pro quo was, here's Cooper Flagg.
Right. I guess the test for that is always that in any given year, there are many more teams who trade a player away and who don't get the number one overall pick in the draft. Like,
yes.
Whenever you see a coincidence, you got to also say, okay, let's look at all the times that the coincidence didn't occur.
Yes.
And it's not like it's a slam dunk. And usually good players, when they get traded away, are on bad teams where they're in a rebuild situation or whatever else it might be. When a team relinquishes a guy, they've gotten to the point where they say, all right, this guy's unhappy, we suck, let's just go ahead and start from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't quite push me over into the conspiracy side of things. I understand. I totally understand and get it why people get PO'd or it just doesn't look right or whatever. But it does... For me personally, that doesn't actually convince me that 30 billionaires, hyper competitive billionaires, have decided that we're going to help out one of the teams that we're competing against.
About the team that still has Mark Cuban in the building in some shape, form, or fashion. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
he doesn't own the team. He owns part of the team now. He's not in a position of influence. I still look at the Mavericks. I look at it like it's Cuban's team. That's the best point that you made this morning throughout all this is. For it to be conspiracy theory, can you imagine Tillman Fertitta agreeing to this?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the conspiracy thing. It's not Adam Silver doesn't own the league. He works for the owners. Like it's
one of the biggest disconnects, I think, in how people kind of perceive the sports leagues is that they, because the commissioner is way out more front and visible, that it's easy to forget that the commissioner works for the owners.
Correct.
And that where a lot of the conspiracy theories fall short is believing that somehow these guys, who, by the way, the whole thing about somebody who becomes a billionaire is that they lose all sense of, like, doing anything. Many of them do. The whole, like, hey, let's do it for the esprit de corps of the entire league or whatever. Let's collude.
Yeah.
Let's just do it and let's help this team out. Like, no. As money hungry and vicious and everything else as they were to become a billionaire, they don't all of a sudden turn into kumbaya
right.
merchants.
Right.
They're not like, oh, gosh, yeah. Well, if it's good for you guys and it's good for me. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, if that were your plan, NBA and owners, and I'm with you, Seth. I don't think that it is. But if it were, your plan sucks right now. They got knocked out in five games in the playoffs, the Lakers did in the first round. They got knocked out in five games, and the coach is passive-aggressively calling out the very player that you had moved over there for being fat.
I think the biggest question, Sean, that we just keep, you know, just casually avoiding is really, let's get to work. What do the Rockets need to do to get Adam Silver to put a cold envelope, a cold ping pong ball in there?
No kidding,
I think it's a magnetized ping ball. I think that's how
that
they
what
do
you
it.
Think it is? That's how
yeah,
they fix
I think there's
it?
A ping pong ball.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
So how do we get Adam Silver to put the magnetized Rockets ping pong balls
I don't know.
In there?
I feel like if Adam Silver maybe has some skeletons in his closet or some things he likes to do in Vegas or whatever, we have a casino magnate as the owner of the team.
I'll tell you what. I'll just go and be nothing but the headshot.
Yeah.
If Adam Silver is into some weird stuff, I do not want to know what it is because that guy has a look. If he's into some really weird stuff.
If he's into weird stuff, I don't want to know what the person who's getting with him is into. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
And the person he's with is into really weird stuff.
It's like a necrophilia or something.
That's zombie.
I like to pretend I'm a corpse for necrophiliacs.
Something.
What a weirdo.
Payne and Pendergast with you. So that's the lottery coverage you're getting on this show, everybody. All right. Joe Espada pops up on an odds board that I don't know that we've seen him on, maybe early last year. But what are the chances? We'll tell you what the odds board that the Astros manager popped up on coming up next.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.